Study, Students in Latin America Falling Behind in Academic Proficiency. By Christian K. Caruso on September 8, 2026. The results from the 2025 edition of the Program for International Student Assessment, PISA, documented a notable decline in the education levels across several Latin American nations, as several media outlets reported Tuesday. PISA is a program run by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, that measures the academic performance of participating 15-year-old students. The organization detailed that more than 760,000 students across 91 countries took PISA's 2025 science, mathematics, and reading tests. OECD found an overall decline in the performance of participating countries, documenting lowest average levels of performance ever observed in science, reading, and mathematics. The Argentine outlet InfoBe reports that, in the case of Latin America, all of the region's participating countries ended with results below the OECD averages, and with no regional country exhibiting improvements in reading when compared to 2022. A profound decline in math levels was documented across the board, most notably in Argentina and Mexico. An overall stagnation registered in Brazil and Colombia, among other regional nations. Costa Rica, while being the country that experienced the most improvements in some areas such as sciences, ended up with a performance below the global average thanks to poor results in other areas. InfoBe pointed out that Uruguay notably stands as the Latin American outlier in the 2025 PISA tests. Per the outlet, while Uruguayan participants achieved their best historic results since it began participating in PISA, the country has nevertheless experienced a decline in overall math and reading levels over the past decade. At least 57% of participating Uruguayan students affirmed that their fellow classmates distract themselves frequently with electronic devices during lessons, more than double the average 28% documented by OECD. The growing use of artificial intelligence, AI, tools among the nation's students was documented in the tests, with 53% of participant teenagers acknowledging the use of AI chatbots for academic use at least once per week. Almost similar levels of AI usage were reported by other countries such as Ecuador, Peru, and the Dominican Republic, among others. Per the study's results, only 24% of students in Argentina were found to have the bare minimum performance level in math, with roughly 3 in every 4 students failing to solve basic math tasks that a 15-year-old is expected to be able to solve under PISA's standards. Additionally, only 40% of Argentine students managed to demonstrate a basic reading level, and 41% demonstrated sufficient knowledge in science, meaning that 6 out of every 10 Argentine students that participated in PISA's 2025 tests failed to attain the minimum qualification required. Colombia, for its part, was described as the country that registered the least pronounced overall decline in its education over the past 3 years. In spite of that, only 29% of participating Colombian students managed to demonstrate basic math competency, far below the test's 65% average. In Mexico, only 3 out of every 10 participants reached the bare minimum math requirements, marking its lowest score in the subject since 2006. Similar results were documented in Peru, while in Ecuador, only 20% were able to reach the test's minimum math levels. El Salvador also exhibited efficient math results, with only 12% of participants reaching the bare minimum scores. In the Dominican Republic, however, only 9% of participants reached the minimum math requirements. According to the Brazilian outlet Globo News, Brazil ranked among the lowest performing countries in PISA's tests, and behind 6 Latin American nations. Globo News noted that Brazil's performance, while low, has nevertheless remained stable since 2015. Only 1.8% of Brazilian students were found to have highly performed in at least one of the test's areas, much lower than the 11.9% global average. Guatemala reportedly ended as the overall worst-performing country in Latin America, with only 8% demonstrating the test's minimum math levels, only 17% in reading, and 21% in sciences.